Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your name and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. I ain't got a whole lot of time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something and get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car, whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Ah, Lord. Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Oh,
what your Father did. Hallelujah.
Some hills to climb,
had some weary days, and some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days.
Amen. Amen. Listen. We apologize for the inconvenience. Those of you all that are calling in, you all that are listening in, I apologize. We had some technical difficulties just a few moments ago. The devil is a lie, but we want you to come on in. Call back in. Come on back in. Those that were on the line, I apologize for the inconvenience. I apologize for the mishap, but we were trying to get you guys in, and we apologize for that. But please make sure that you call back in and be a part of today's Worldwide Gospel Connection experience. Right now, come on in and just be a part of what God is doing right now. Call a brother, call a friend, call a neighbor, and let them know that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air and that we're here live. We're sharing live right now on the broadcast. Amen. Thank you so much for calling back in. We apologize for that inconvenience. We apologize, but we want you to get that brother, get that friend, get that neighbor. Call in, and that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 if you want to be acknowledged today on this man-to-man roundtable discussion. Please remember to share that number. And as always, guys, before we go any further, let's go into effectual, fervent prayer. Let us talk to the Lord on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this chance. We thank you for this powerful, powerful experience that we're about to have under the power of the Holy Ghost on this morning. God, we thank you right now, God, for every brother, every man, every man of God that is going to call in, God, and going to share and chime in on this morning, on this Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast on this morning. Father, we thank you even now, God, just for the opportunity to share in this word, to share in this breaking ground experience. God, we pray, God, that this opportunity, this chance, this broadcast will go, God, and touch those that need to be touched, empower those that need to be empowered, God. God, strengthen those that need to be strengthened, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, in your name shall be glorified, and the devil shall be terrified on your behalf. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, guys, before we go another further, you know how we do it. Let us go ahead on and let us share in those countries that are listening in. And again, we want to say thank you so much to all of you, all of those great countries that are listening in. I apologize. We had some new countries that actually joined in on today, on last week. And I have not had a chance to update our list, but we will be updating our list. We had two new countries to join on. Thailand and who? Thailand and Romania have joined the Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast band. Again, Thailand and I forgot the other one just that quick. But Thailand and Romania have joined our broadband. And we want to say thank you guys so very much for your continued support of chiming in and listening in on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You know, this is, I take my soapbox moment. Here's my soapbox moment this morning, guys. Those countries that are listening in, we are charged to pray for them. I'm going to say that again. Brethren, family, we're charged to pray for them. Watch this here. There are some of these countries that are listening in right now. If they're caught with a scripture, listen to me real good, not a Bible, but a scripture in their homes. Some of them are drawn out into the streets, and when they're drawn out into the streets, people of God, guess what happens? These people are made examples out of, so those that are trying to get closer to Christ, they discourage them by either one of two. They either execute them in the street, or either they take their families and separate their families. They put them in work camps, turn their wives and their daughters into slaves. Listen to me very carefully for a scripture. And some of us had the opportunity to go not to just one, not just two, but some of us had three services on yesterday. Without the fear, come here, let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, guide you to your destiny. Without the fear of retribution against our life. But watch what I want you to show. Watch what I want to show you. I want you to get into that place the way I want you to pray. I want you to intercede. I want you to call on the name of the Lord on their behalf. I need you to talk to the Lord on their behalf. Call on the name of the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord for that taskmaster to turn their hearts and turn their eyes toward the hills which cometh their help. Give them that. Give them all that you have in prayer and intercede for them. Because these countries, watch this, these countries are suffering for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then watch this here. Let me be the chief apostle that I am. There are some of us that would rather sit and not even go to church. Come here, let me help you. Let me show you. Let me give you something real good. Some of us would rather sit and watch the basketball game. Come here. Let me bless you. We can make it to the Beyonce concert. Let me be the apostle this morning. Some of y'all can make it to the Beyonce concert, but you couldn't make it to church. Come here. I'm the chief apostle. It's good. We all good. Y'all good. We good this morning. Listen, intercede for these people. Call on the name of these people, because come here, let me help you. They're trying to get closer to Christ. They're trying to get in a better relationship with Christ. They're trying to get in a better place in God. Intercede and pray for them. As you pray for your family today, I want you to pray for them. These are the countries that are listening in, and we want to thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. That's my soapbox moment. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Ghana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, we have India, we have Ireland, we have Portugal, we have the Netherlands, and we have Italy. And we took on Thailand and I can't think of the name of it right now. The name escapes me, but we took on two more countries. So we thank God for you guys. We thank God for you guys coming on board and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. This is our scripture also this morning. We want to share our scripture with you this morning. And our scripture comes from the book of John 10 and 10. Book of John 10 and 10. And it simply reads this: the thief comes but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that you might have life, and that you may have life more abundantly. I'm going to read that again. The thief comes but to kill, steal, and to destroy. I come that you might have life, and have life more abundantly. Amen. Amen. Listen, personally, I don't know how we're going to start this off, but I'm moving under the unction of God, what God told me to do. I'm moving under the unction of the Holy Ghost to operate in today's broadcast. So I think that this scripture where we talk about life. Yeah, Lord, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about life and life more abundantly. But more importantly, life more abundantly according to what God wants for the man. Let's do that. Let's do that. Life more abundantly. And what this more abundant life look like. I felt that within the city of my never dying soul. When it comes to the man. Because we're so accustomed to the houses, the cars, the cash, and the cribs. Watch this here. But what we miss is, we miss that it's not life. Come here, let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. It's not life if you have that and you have no God in your life. Bless you. God, thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Watch this here. Let's pray. Let's pray over the scripture, and then we're going to open the floor. Watch this here. Father, we thank you for this verse. God, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this roundtable conversation. God, bless those that are going to come in and is going to share. Go ahead on, God, and just do what you do best. God, we ask that you would come into the room and shift the atmosphere. God, let us be able to speak life to men. Let us be able to speak life to one another. God, let us be able to encourage one another. Let us be able to strengthen one another. Lord, let us be able to speak life not only just into each other, but, Lord, speak life over each other. God, that we don't get weary in well-doing, but, Lord, that we don't faint in this fight. God, because we need one another. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes. We are our brother's keeper. So, Father, we thank you for keeping us today, God. God, to be able to speak life to our brother. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ, amen, amen, and amen. So what we're going to do, we're going to pick up right there as far as us joining in. And again, we one of the things that I found out is that we can have life, but we tend to have life, but we don't have an effective life. Come a little closer. Let me show you something. We can have life and have life and not have the life that God desires for us to have. Mm-hmm. He says that I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But what I believe we do as the body of believers, let's talk about the body of believers, we lose our focus and we focus on things instead of the abundance of who God is. When we seek his face, his hand will follow. I just blessed about 35,000 of y'all with that. Watch this. If you seek his face, his hand will follow. But we have to become so, God help me right here. We got to become so hungry for God. Come here, let me show you something. You got to hunger and thirst after the righteousness of God in order for God to move according to our call to him to move for us. Because watch this, we can get so biblically sound in the word and so worldly caught up that we tend to mix the two together and we miss them. We can get so biblically sound and so caught up in the world that we miss him. Because we entangle the two and think that because we call for cars, cribs, houses, and cash, listen to this, we miss God because we're looking for God to move in cars, cribs, houses, and cash. And what we then did was we didn't mess around that and we missed the whole purpose of what we come to God for. Some of us are walking around with an imitation to you. That did something to me. Some of us are walking around with an imitation TV because watch this. We got everything in our hand, but yet and still we got a face full of tears. Let me say that again. We got everything in our hand, But we gotta come here, share this, like this. Go on, get on your Facebook, get on your Twitter, get on your MySpace, and share this. I dare you to put this in there. I dare you to put this in your feed. I dare you to put this in your feed. The problem that we have is that we have an imitation healer. We got everything that we want in the palm of our hand. It look good. It feel good. It sound good. It, watch this here. It even tastes good. But guess what happens at the end of the day when you have to put that thing down and really look in the mirror, look at the deal with the man in the mirror, you got a face full of tears after you take that mask off. Because you've been putting on this front all this time, like you got it all together, and your world is falling apart. Your world is falling apart. Everything connected to you is falling apart. You got, watch this, you got a face full of tears behind the mask, but you got this big old presidential smile on your face, showing all 32 teeth, or 28, or 12, or whatever you got. I had to make y'all laugh, because y'all looking at y'all phone and y'all looking at that computer screen like this joker's help. But I'm trying to help you somewhere. If we learn to deal with a man in the mirror, if we come in, let me show you something. If we could talk with the man in the mirror. See, the scripture, John 10:10, it makes sense. He say, I come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. I come. Let me help you. Who have you let come in your life that can jeopardize your life and your more abundant life? Not just your life, but your more abundant life. Who have you allowed in your inner circle, people of God, that has jeopardized your more abundant life? Okay. Those of y'all that are on, if you want to chime in, please press the one. Please press the one. I'm going to open up your mic, and those of you all that want to chime in, I'm going to go ahead on and chime in. We're not going to open up everybody all at one time. I'm going to open up you guys one person at a time. So let me go ahead on. I'm going to open up this one right here. Bless you this morning. Let's see here. Good morning. You're on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Did you want to share this one? Hello? God bless you. We'll put you back in if you just want to listen. Amen. Amen. Good morning. You're on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You want to come in and share this morning?
I'm just listening in, cuz.
All right. God bless you. What's going on, Brother Quinn? You doing all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm blessed. Good, listening in for your work.
Okay, no problem. I'll put you back in to listen in. Remember, guys, that number is 563-999-368. Call a brother, call a friend, call a neighbor. Tell them to come on in and join in and be a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen. Let's go a little bit deeper. We dealt with the fact that we allow people access to our life. Watch this here. We allow people access to our life that comes in, and when they come in, what they tend to do is they tend to be there, and when they're there, watch what happens. They're there, they have access, but they don't have no business there. And because they don't know how to handle you, I'm gonna borrow the word that Apostle Kashima shared with us on yesterday, and they drop us. They allow us to fall. because they're not, watch this here, they're not, it's not that they're not biblically sound. They're just not capable of handling what God has put inside of you. Come here. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. Because I don't want you to lose hope because somebody failed to do their part. Help you. Let me help you. Sit back, listen in real good, and hear me real good. I don't want you to think that because you have been dropped, or you have been left by yourself, or you have been left alone, that you are a bad person. Come here, let me show you something. You're not a bad friend because you're not effective in their life. They just didn't know how to handle what God put inside of you. Hello, lights and walls. I ain't going to get but one or two amens out there, but I'm good. But watch this here. Watch what happens. You will immediately understand the reason why you're in the condition that you're in. Because watch what happens now, people of God. We will tend to miss what God is doing. We will miss what God is saying. We will miss where God is as the man. Because watch what happens. I'm going to get in trouble, but I'm already out there. I'm in the water. I might as well go deeper. See, because watch this. As men, we tend to bottle what we got going on up. We take it and we put it in this glass bottle so we can see it. Come here. Let me show you something, baby. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, guide you to your destiny. Sisters that's listening in, let me help you with your man. Listen, we tend to take things and bottle them up and we put them in a glass bottle. But you have to understand that after this brother has bottled this thing up and put it into this glass bottle, it's not that he's hiding his feelings. It's just that he don't know how to handle the feeling that he got. So he needs to set this feeling to the side. It's not that he don't love you. It's not that he don't care. It's not that he just don't know how to deal with, come here, what he's dealing with at the time. Give him the moment to strengthen himself. Because a lot of times, watch this, sister. Only thing we really need you to do is sometimes just come and wrap your arms around us and say, we love you. I love you, baby. You're going to be okay. That's all we need. And watch this, believe it or not, that put more fight in us than anything else. That put more strength in us than anything else. Because what you do is you open up a door. Come here. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Push you to your purpose. Drive you to your destiny. Watch this. You open a door up with that hug and that I love you. Watch this here. And that man that's broken, that man that's damaged, that man that has a hole in him, watch this here. You just feel it. Now, let me help you real quick. Brother, I hate to do this to you, but I need to put this out there for you. There are some of our brothers that's out there that don't want no hug. They don't want that. They just want to be who they are, where they are, and why they are what they are. They don't want your help. They don't need your help. They're not going to take your help because they don't know how to deal with it themselves. And they just negative, and they just bitter, and they just hurt. And that's just something that they deal with. It's something that they are. And ladies, watch this here. Ladies, don't get upset. You have to learn how to come here. You just gotta learn how to do what you need to do. And sometimes, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news to some of y'all, some of them, you just might just need to walk away and leave him alone and just let whatever he's dealing with, he work it out. But you, sister, you keep moving. You keep going because they don't want nothing. They don't want, come here. They won't want to be built up. They don't want to be stiffened. They don't want to be encouraged. Watch here. I'm going to borrow the words of Jason Leary. You can't save nobody that don't want to be saved. Let that marinate on you. Hopefully the brothers that dealing with this, you're listening. This is a roundtable discussion. We're just talking. See, brother, in order for you to get healed, you've got to want to be healed. Sometimes you just need to know the bitter truth. Sometimes, come on. They told me something yesterday that messed me up. They said, Apostle, Chief, we love you, but you're a cuddler. He said, you're a cuddler. I said, okay. He said, you're a cuddler. He said, you cuddle people instead of the ones that need to be corrected, the ones that need to be instructed. He said, you wind up cuddling them. He said, and Chief, listen to me, Chief. That's not a bad thing that you cuddle them. He said, but sometimes, Chief, you got to learn how to cuddle and whoop at the same time. He said, you have to come in. Let me show you something. He said, you have to learn how to be father and you have to learn how to be father and chief at the same time. And see, that's what I'm learning. I told y'all, this thing for me, this chief apostle thing, this apostle, this I became chief, and then I became chief apostle within the next following year. So I had to, as I developed the chief, the apostle position, I established that. God elevated me to the chief apostle position, and now I'm learning the chief apostle position. Watch this here. The chief apostle position, I have to be more stern now than I was at first. Sometimes people need to hear the bitter truth about a situation. Where, are we still talking about life and life more abundantly? Yes, we are. We're still dealing with life. We're still dealing with life more abundantly. Why? Because watch what happens. If we as men never understand the fact that sometimes, brethren, we have to be the voice that shatters some stuff so they can see what they need to see. Oh. See, brokenness does not mean broken. I'm going to bless you. I got to take a sip of coffee on that one because that messed me up. Why am I? Broken does not mean brokenness. Just because you have been broke. See, a broken man does not mean he's broken. Let me bless you. A broken man does not mean he's broken. So listen, if you never get the picture that you are broke and not broken, you'll never be developed in the place that you need to be developed in. See, sometimes we just have to talk to men the way we need to talk to them, especially our young men. Our young men are dying by the droves. They are leaving here expeditiously. We're losing our men. And we as men, we as fathers, we as pastors, preachers, the neighborhood, man that sits out in the neighborhood, we need to learn how to speak life to our young men before it is too late. It's needful and necessary. Come here, let me show you. It's needful and it is necessary. I'm going to say it again. It is needful and it is necessary that we speak life to them, because in this speaking life to them, what we do is we empower them. We empower them in places, watch this here, that they cannot empower themselves. Can I bless you? Can I bless you? Because watch this here. Our total design, purpose, reason, and need for us being who we are in their lives is to be the example. We're still talking about life, and we're still talking about life more abundantly. Now we're talking about the life of the young man. Because the life of the young man, watch this, the life of the young man is being snuffed out. And some of these young men that are being snuffed out, they're being snuffed out not of no fault of their own, but then there are some that are doing it in the fault of their own. So we have to be the sound counsel that they need to hear to be encouraged, to be empowered, to be strengthened, to be, watch this, to be spoken into. Because what we wind up doing, let me show you what we wind up doing. Hello, lights and walls. God bless you. Welcome. I want to help you real quick. What we have to do is we have to speak into them so to the point to where it breaks up the stigmatism of what they, what's been deposited in them for so long. And it's wrong. It's the old church called it like this. They say erroneous teaching. They use that biblical word on them. It's called erroneous teaching, false doctrine, foolishness, stupidity, fluff, idiocy. Because what we wind up doing is we wind up teaching them things that they don't need to hear, and that they don't need to have, and they miss. They miss because they intertwine that with all the other stuff that they have been taught. It sounds good. It sounds good because they're looking for answers to situations that they don't have no control over. Bless you. God bless you. Thank you for coming. I appreciate you. Love you to life. I love you with the love of the Lord. But I got to tell you the truth. We got to stop teaching these young men that it's okay to be in places that they're in. We need to teach them and tell them, listen, it's okay that you're there now, but I need you to come out of it. I need you to walk out of that thing. Come here, let me show you. I need you to hear me. I need you to hear my heart. And see, this is the thing that we have to realize, brothers. We have to talk to these young men with our heart. We have to be heartful. We have to be heart-driven. Tell them with love. Because at the end of the day, when you're standing over their casket, they can't hear you. But let that soak in. Because some of us have brothers that don't hear. Some of us got nephews that don't hear. Some of us got cousins that don't hear. Some of us got friends that don't hear. You continue to give them what they need, not what they want. Let me help you, fathers. Hello, fathers. Fathers, continue to instruct your sons in the way that you need to instruct them. You continue to be the father that they need, even though, watch this here, even though they will walk away and turn their back on you, even though they will, God help me right through here. I'm telling you, I'm telling you something I heard. I'm telling you something I know. Sometimes they will walk away from you, but because you are the father that you are, they will come back. I'm not telling you something I heard. I'm telling you something I know. When you stand on who you are in God, they will, God help me right through here, they will hear and they will move on your behalf. They'll move, when I say move on your behalf, they'll move on the word that you have given to them. Daddy, I don't understand why, but that thing that you spoke to me and you said to me that hit home with me, I'm walking in that thing right now. And watch this. Let me give you something. Let me give you something that's going to help you because I hear this in the Holy Ghost. You have two phases of the father that you are. There's two phases of a father. There's the old father, and there's the new father. You got two phases of the father. You got two phases. You have the old father, and you have the new father. They witness you as the old father. Now, the old father did the things that he wanted to do it the way that he wanted to do it, and moved in the way that you wanted to move. They saw you do things and say things and respond and act and react, and, you know, do your thing, and it's your thing. Ow, do what you want to do. I can't tell you. Yeah, that's what, right? You did all of that. You did your thing in your old father. Now watch this. Now that you move into your new father, the instruction that you have in your new father contradicts the actions and the acts that you did as the old father. Let me help you. What that does now is it creates an oxymoron in your life. Y'all know what oxymoron is. It sounds the same, looks the same, but it's not the same. You have to give sound instructions. Yes, I used to do that. Yes, I used to be that way. Yes, I used to operate in that. Yes, I used to operate like this. Yes, I used to do this. But this is who I am now, and I need you to follow in my footsteps. Now, let me give you something that's going to bless you. Let me give you something that's going to bless you. I promise you this is going to bless you. This is going to make sense to you in just about 30, 45 seconds. Watch the film. They will follow your acts quicker than they will follow your words. Let that marinate on your brothers. They'll follow your acts quicker than they will follow your words. Because, watch the film. Believe it or not, this is not a generation of young men that hear real well. Just to be honest with you, they don't hear real well, but they respond to what they see. You don't believe me? Y'all need help. Y'all need help. They follow after what they see in the music videos. They follow what they see on social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. They follow what they see, but they never follow them home. Help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. You follow what they see. They follow what they see on Instagram and all this other stuff, but they don't follow them home. And when you tell me, let me show you something. When they follow them home, they see that they do in front of the cameras is nothing about what they do behind the scenes. Okay, well, Apostle, Chief Apostle, what about the reality shows? I'm so glad y'all asked, because y'all asked some of the best questions on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. See, you got to realize the difference between reality and false reality. While the cameras are rolling, everything looks good. While the cameras are rolling, they got them fighting and hollering and screaming and cussing and doing all the stuff that they doing. Desperate Housewives, Housewives of Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop, all these other shows and all this other stuff. And we think because we see this, that's their reality. These people make millions and millions of dollars to sit back and entertain you. Are you not entertained, as they said in The Gladiator? Are you not entertained? This is entertainment. This is not reality. And our young men are following, God help me write this right through here, Father. Our young men are following after a reality that's not real. Am I helping anybody? See, because what we'll wind up doing is we think that they are actually riding around with all that stuff in their car. We think they, come here, let me show you something. We think they think, they really think that they sit back and they got all these women around them like that all the time. And after Allison, they go home to an empty house. Because after the cameras stop rolling, everybody leaves. And you're sitting there alone with no friends. But as soon as the camera crew show up, hey man, camera crew there yet? And they pick this up and they run with it. Full steam again. Woo-woo. Rolling down the road. Woo-woo. We're going to make this happen. Woo-woo. Full steam ahead. And they miss. They miss it. And watch this, people of God. Watch this, people of God. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Because I don't want y'all to think that I'm just bashing our young men. But the church has to interject into these men's lives. I almost made a hole in this wall. See, if we never interject, we will have a room full of false doctrine, a room full of men and young men with the wrong idea of what love and reality and hope look like. We watch what we become. Watch what we become, people of God. We become our own worst enemy. We become our own worst enemy. Because what we've done is, watch this here, we have created monsters. Because we're not listening. We're not hearing. We're not interjecting in, people of God. And see, and we have so much that's missing, so much that is, come here, let me show you something. So much that is missing, and we lose. Watch what we lose. We lose hope, and we lose our drive, and we lose our push, and we lose our intent, and we lose our understanding, we lose our wisdom, we lose our peace. Because we're crumbling at the seams, people of God. Because instead of us showing them what real life in Christ looks like. Real life in Christ looks like covering from mistakes. The real walk in Christ looks like us trusting in God even though we can't trace God. Real life in Christ looks like I'm sick, I'm hurt, I'm in pain, but I still trust God. The real identity of the body of Christ needs to be projected so the people that come, the young men that come, can be helped. Because if we never show them the worst part of the church, they'll forever be stuck in that this church ain't nothing. This church looks like all those other churches. This church ain't got nothing. Nothing that these other churches don't have. They got the exact same thing. They out here peddling the same stuff. They out here saying the same thing. Ain't nothing changing. There's gonna be another church experience, just like a trash church experience. There was somebody that said something to me a while back, and it blessed me. It said, stop trying to clean the fish before you catch it. Sometimes we got to bring them broke. We got to bring them still smelling like last night. I'm gonna try to stay PG as I can. Smelling like last night. Smelling like still got Crown Royal and Coke on their breath. Okay, they smell like the good stuff. They should get They come broken. See, but we have to learn how to impart in them in their broken place to show them what life in Christ looks like. Roundtable discussion. We're just talking about life. Okay, God. This is what I want you to do. I want you to reach out to the young men that are connected to you. And I want you to tell them. I may not be able to be there physically with you, but I want to send you this hug. I'm wrapping my arms around. And letting you know that I love you and that as well. I love you and as well. I love you and as well. I love you and as well. Somebody on this line needs to hear that this morning. I love you as well. See, we struggle. Let me show you something, guys. We struggle with that word, I love you, when it comes from somebody outside our mama, outside of our wife. Because our mama gonna love us, our wife gonna love us, brothers. Ladies, I'm not excluding y'all. I'm just having a conversation with the brothers right now. We sometimes miss the comprehension of why we experience what we experience. But sometimes God will interject something in us so we can see him for who he really is to us. So sometimes that involves us pulling us on the back burner and letting God interject into us. You are empowered today. The grace of God is on your life. The strength of the Lord is on you. Stand in who God called you to be and don't fear. For he is with you, the Lord your God is your strength and your healer, your shield and your buckler. Rest in God, because he's going to rest in you. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you for this roundtable discussion, for we hope that something was said today. God, that it would empower and tact and strengthen these brothers that are under the sound of our voice on today. God, we understand and know, God, that it is there's no goodness of our own. But, Father, it is in you we live. It's in you we breathe. It's in you we have our being. And, Father, we cannot do this on our own. we're trusting you, and we know that you are God, and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, Father God, there is no other. So we trust you in the fact that it is in you, God, we live. It is in you, God, we breathe. It is in you that we have our being. Father, we pray for each brother that is represented on this line, God, each man that is under the sound of my voice. God, we pray for them today, God, that you would strengthen them on every hand. God, let them walk into their might more abundantly. Let them stand in you. Father, for it is in you they live. It's in you they believe. It's in you they have their being. Father, they cannot do this on their own. Father, they need your strength. They need your wisdom. They need your empowerment. Because at the end of the day, when the rubber meets the road, in the times that they are all by themselves and alone, Father, they need words of affirmation, confirmation, elevation, and transformation to follow in their life. So, Father, we thank you in advance for you doing what you do, and that is be God and be big in their life. Let the words of their hearts, God, be transformed. Let the words of their hearts, Father, be spoken in truth and in love, that they're able to stand in who you are called them to be. In the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We love you so much. We appreciate you. We thank you for being a part of today's roundtable discussion. Listen, guys, we're going to start doing this on a Saturday. We're going to start doing this on a Saturday. We're getting this thing geared up. We're putting this thing together. And we want y'all to come on and come on board. And it's going to be a panel roundtable discussion of brothers. I think today went really well. I think God really did some tremendous moves on this morning, touched some hearts and some minds on this morning. But I also believe that there is more. I also believe that there is more. So we're going to push this thing out, and we're praying that you guys will jump on board and be a part of what God is saying and doing in our roundtable discussion. Be active in it to speak and to share, because there are men that literally need to hear from another brother's perspective, because a lot of brothers struggle. A lot of brothers struggle, and in their struggle, watch these brothers, in their struggle, brothers, in their struggles, they're not capable of speaking what's going on in their struggle. So they need another brother with not exactly the same thing that they're dealing with, but they got some issues that they need resolved. Bless you to your blessed place. Push you to the purpose of God. You take your destiny. I did that just now. Because some of y'all under the sign, y'all have tremendously great testimonies. And with these great testimonies, brothers, watch what happens with these great testimonies. There's transformations and shifts that take place. And with those transformations and shifts that take place, God moves, sets in order, sets into place, transforms, and put into play all of these things that need to be put into play. And then they are able to move forward. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. Let the purpose of God be made manifest in your life. Know that he is God, and he is God all by himself, And he cannot do anything. Watch this here. That you won't let him do. You have to be willing to open up your heart and your mind and do what God has commanded and called you to do. But you have to have an open heart. You got to have an open mind. You got to have an open will to allow God to be God. Amen? So, This portion of the Worldwide Gospel Connection is brought to you by Core Gift to Gift Bath Bomb. Those are there. Those of you all go to Gift to Gift Bath Bomb and buy the stuff. Those of y'all that are looking for a great Valentine's Day gift, you can connect with us. You can do so by going to your to Apostle Kashima's Facebook page and inbox her there. That's K-I-S-S-H-I-M-A. Again, that's K-I-S-S-H-I-M-A. For all of your Valentine's Day needs, listen real close. You can connect with her by going to her Facebook page, inbox her. And when you inbox her, watch this here. Let me show you. Inbox her and let her know that you want to get your hands on some of this body scrub that brothers, let me explain some to you. She made some for the brothers. She got some, it's called Tropical Breeze, or Ocean Breeze, I'm sorry, Ocean Breeze. And this Ocean Breeze is off the chain. This right here will bless your life. I promise you, it'll bless your life. Don't do it before you go to work. That's all I can say, because it takes it to another level. It takes it to sleepy town is what it does. Because listen, I mess around there and use some, and I almost couldn't go to work because it relaxed everything. I'm telling you, it's such a relaxing bath bomb. I mean, body scrub. It blew my mind. I was like, it just made you feel good from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I'm just telling you, it's good. It's a good stuff. And so, y'all, brethren and sisters, if you want to get something for the brothers to make them, and it smells really good. It smells really good. It's not that, I'm telling you, it'll mess you up. It'll bless your life. It'll bless your life. So get your hands on some of these body scrubs. She has some amazing scents. So y'all inbox her. Go to Kashima Douglas. That's K-I-S-S-H-I-M-A. K-I-S-S-H-I-M-A. Go to her Facebook page. Inbox her. Those of you all, it's getting close to Valentine's Day. Those of you all that need to get your Valentine's list together, hit her up right now. That way you can have all of it. Now, the beautiful part about it is she will deliver to you. But in your delivery, in your charge, there will be a delivery fee that's connected to it. I don't know how much that is. When you talk to her and inbox her, when y'all talk, she'll give you all that information. And all of the pricing and everything, only thing you got to do is inbox her. She'll take care of all that as well. Only thing you need to do is just inbox her. And that's K-I-S-S-H-I-M-A. And that's Cora Gifted Gifts, Bath Bombs and Body Scrubs. Get your hands on some. I promise you, your life will never be the same. Now, it was not intended for this. It was not, it's not anything that she's done to it. But those people that have used it, that have eczema, they've used it and they say it's helped their eczema. So listen, those of you all it's not FDA approved. It ain't got none of that in there. It don't have none of that disclosure. None of that disclosure in there. Only thing it is just a great bath, a body scrub that helps with, it's all natural. That's all it is. It's all natural. It's all natural, and I'm telling you, it bless you. It'll bless your life. It'll bless your life. It's all natural. It's all natural. So you use that. I promise you, it helps. It'll take you to a new level. I'm telling you, it'll take you to sleepy town. It'll take you to sleepy town. I use it, and I'm telling you, it blessed my life. So y'all get y'all hands on it. Again, inbox her at Kashima Douglas. That's K-I-S-S-H-I-M-A. Inbox her for all of your Valentine's Day needs. Listen, you can take care of all of your Valentine's Day needs with her. She can take all, she's taking all orders. Taking all orders for Valentine's Day. She got you. She got you covered. So let her know that you guys want to do that. Also, listen, what we're going to start doing too, we're going to start giving you guys an opportunity to share your business on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We would like to do your advertisement. We'd like to do your ads right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You can connect with us by going to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. You can inbox us there. Those of you all that have business, you guys that want to share your business, you guys that want to promote your business, you can do so by going in there, and we will get with you on your prices and all that stuff and how we're going to do it and how we're going to set it up and all of that. Only thing you got to do, again, is inbox us on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, go there and put into the messenger that you would like for us to contact you. Give us a good contact number and a good time to call, and we will sit down with you and we will help you get your business promoted right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and we will be glad to be one of those avenues for you to get your business up and running. Amen. To get your business going, to get some foot traffic in your business. Amen. So Worldwide Gospel Connection, you can contact us through our Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. You can connect with us there. Go to the inbox, to the messenger inbox us, and let us know that you want us to promote your business. We would love to help you promote your business. It would be an honor to help you get your business started, to get some things promoted for your business. Amen. We're not only just business owners. We're also entrepreneurs that push other entrepreneurs. And so we believe that God will move and do some things for you. But we have to have the right keys of things in place. So we want to help you. So give us that opportunity to help you. Give us that opportunity. Give us that chance to help you get your business started. Again, you can go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, connect with us there. And when you connect with us there, we would love to have you guys become a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection advertisement, where we're starting to advertise, and we're going to help you guys get that started. Amen. So once we come back, we will share with you guys the Overcomer Scripture and the Overcomer's Prayer. We're going to go ahead on and we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And thank you guys so much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. Amen. Amen.
See your heart, hey! worship, so will I.
Come on, sing it out. Sing it out. Come on, sing it out.
Amen. 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 I played that song intentionally today because I want those that are under the sound of our voice on today to hear the heart of God on this morning. There are those that are under the sound of our voices right now that you're looking for answers in a place that there is no answers to be gotten. You feel like you're stuck there. You feel like that is the only answer, or that is the only thing that you can do. But I stopped by this morning to let you know that He feeds you where you are. And He will never leave you behind. A part of the song says that He put the stars, the billions of stars, into the sky. If He's concerned about the stars in the sky, He's concerned about you. One scripture says that he knows the hairs that are numbered on your head. That's how much He cares about you. That's how much He loves you. That's how much He's concerned about you. He numbered the hairs on your head. And because He's numbered the hairs on your head, watch what He does. Watch what He does, people of God. He's numbered the hairs on your head. And with the hairs numbered on your head, what He does is He does this miraculous thing for you. He sent His Son to die on the cross for you. He sent His Son that you might have life and have life more abundantly. Our scripture, John 10 and 10. Have life and have life more abundantly. But the one thing that you have to do to receive the abundance of life is let go of the thing that's keeping you from living. You have to let go of the thing that's keeping you from living. You have to release the thing that's keeping you from living, because if you continue to hold on to the thing that's keeping you from living, you'll never see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So I invite you this morning to release the thing that has been holding you captive for so long and receive the thing that has been set to strengthen your life. It is very simple. It's not complicated, not complex at all. One thing you have to do is just release and let God be God and the devil be a liar. I'm going to say that again. Let God be God and let the devil be a liar. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 9, that if you confess with your mouth, this is our overcomer scripture, overcomer prayer that I want to share with you this morning. And it simply says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Very simple, not complicated, not complex. We tend to make complexity a standard in the Christian walk, but it's not. Complexity is not a part in the Christian walk. It's all it is you confessing and you start walking. That's it. I'm gonna say that again. You confess and you start walking. It's an everyday process. You walk out. The Bible says, "Work out your own soul salvation." In other words, in order for you to be saved, you must put the work in to be saved. And because there's work involved in it, It means you have to walk, you have to move, you have to live, you have to breathe, you have to do something in order for God to do something. In order for God to see something, you got to do something, okay? So you have to walk. You have to walk this thing out. You have to walk it out. You have to walk out your own soul salvation. You have to work your own soul salvation out. The Bible says work it out in fear and in trembling. So that means that you can't do it on your own. You have to have God involved in order for you to see the salvation in the Lord your God. Okay. And so with that being said, the invitation to Christ is simple. I'm going to pray a prayer, and it's going to be a simple prayer. It's not going to be a complex prayer. It's not going to be a long, drawn-out prayer. It's not going to be old shandy-dee-dee-oh-by-now. It ain't going to be all of that. It's going to be real simple. I'm just going to pray, and I'm going to introduce that scripture, Romans 10 and 9 again. And all that you do when you hear that scripture, just say, Father, I receive it. I receive soul salvation. I shall receive my salvation right there where you are. You may not can be able to raise your hand, but lift up your heart. If you can't lift up your heart, if you can't do nothing but lift up your eyes toward the hills which come at your help, do that. Soul salvation is yours. Once you cross in, God got you. I'm not a believer in once saved, always saved. Sometimes we got to go back to the cross. We got to go back to the foot of Jesus. So there's some of us that have been backslidden. Some of us that missed the mark. Some of y'all under the sound of my voice, you may have been in the church. Mm-hmm. You may have been in a place to where you knew the relationship. You knew that you had a relationship with God, but now it's one of those things to where you're kind of far and in between. Just like I don't believe that you're always a Christian, I don't believe that you're always a sinner either. So I believe that sometimes what we do is we fall off the path. We lose our way. We lose our footing, and we have to go back and repent. That word repent means to ask for forgiveness or to go into a place of where you literally take that thing that you've done back to God and let Him fix it. So here's your opportunity. Here's your opportunity to give God back that which is broke. Whatever is broke up in me, I give it back to you. So I want to pray this prayer. And when I pray this prayer, when I introduce that scripture again, just say, Lord, I receive it. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice on today. God, we introduce their problems to the problem-solving God. We introduce your issues to the issue-resolving God. We introduce their lack of knowing to the one that knows all, sees all, and is all. We introduce, God, their backsliding state back to their Father. God, we introduce, Lord, the one that are lost in sin, God, to the one who died on Calvary's cross, that their lives are now being washed under the blood. Father, I pray now, God, as your scripture said in Romans 10 and 9, that says this, if they confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that you died and you was raised from the dead, they are now saved. They receive that Romans 10 and 9 experience, and they walk in you now, God. They walk in the soul salvation of their God. They walk now into that new place. God, they walk in a recovered place in you because they now receive you as their Lord and Savior. And Jesus, I pray, God, that you would touch their minds, their hearts, and their spirit. Guide them, God. God, on this path now. God, that when it's time, God, that the situation where they may stumble. God, even when the situation where they may fall, God, give them to know, God, they can come right on back to this same place of repentance and ask you, Lord God, and you will fix it. You will work it out for them. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, and the body of Christ said, amen, Amen and amen. We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Let me give you these three keys before we get off. Key number one, get you a really good Bible, because you're going to need your basic instructions before leaving earth. That's the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. You will need that because, watch this, you're going to need a guide as you walk along this way. You're going to need to know his word, because his word is life. And his word is strength. His word is your pathway. So get you a really good Bible. The second thing, get into your church home. Watch this here. Make sure that when you get in the church home, this is the third one, make sure that when you get into your church home, you get in the church home with somebody who knows who God is. Watch this here. You can tell the difference between the two. There's those that will follow Christ, and there are those that will, watch this here, that know who Christ is, and they choose to do the opposite. But let me bless you. Let me bless you to your blessed face, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. Always look for the person who has a heart after God. You'll never go wrong. Listen, those of you all that are in the Houston area, you can join us at 3 o'clock at 2039 Wayne Street. That's in Houston, Texas. 2039 Wayne Street in Houston, Texas, 770-2670-2726. Join us at our 3 o'clock service. No service is ever the same. God, no service is ever the same. God, help us right through here. No service is ever the same. But watch what happens. Not only no service is ever the same, but we also, watch this here, we're also a church that are believers that God is able to do everything and anything. We're believers that God can do everything and anything. And our motto at the Abba House is, there is room at the house. So y'all come on over and have a good time with us in the Lord. Come on. We're going to have a Holy Ghost shout, good time. God do what he do over there. So, and we believe, we're firm believers in letting God. We have a program in place, but sometimes the program go out the window and God show up and he just have his way. So we would love for you guys to come and join us and be a part of the worldwide gospel. I'm sorry, the Abba House International. I'm doing double duty right now, y'all. Y'all forgive me. The worldwide gospel connection is connected with the Abba House. So, but we want you to join us Sundays at 3 p.m. Now, when you come, don't come with no expectancies of anything outside of God moving. We want you to expect the move of God. Don't put no labels. Don't put no agendas in the way. You come expecting God to do some mighty stuff for your life. Amen. So join us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Again, that's 3029 Wayne Street, 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026. Come on by. I promise you that you won't be the same. I promise you won't be the same. Amen. So we, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you real good. We look forward to you guys joining us again for Thursday's broadcast, which is our Women's Day Thursday that is headed up by none other than Apostle Kashima Douglas. She will be doing that. She will be heading that up this coming Thursday. Please make sure to mark your calendars to be there, to be a part of that awesome, awesome, awesome move. She has some fantastic speakers for this coming month. So you guys jump on in and make sure that you are a part of that. Please make sure that you make it your business and be a part of this worldwide gospel connection Women's Day Thursday. We have a fantastic time in the Lord every time. And you guys look forward to some more things that's going to be added to the worldwide gospel connection playlist and agendas that we're going to have set up for 2023. God bless you. You guys have a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous Monday. And we look forward, in the words of our campus pastor, Pastor Parker, this our Monday makes sense. Monday. So y'all make y'all money make sense on this Monday. So y'all be blessed. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. We look forward to you guys joining us again right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. God bless you. You guys have a fantastic day.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where I'm
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, it flows to the low. It's baby. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. That gives me strength. Somebody said from day to day, it will never.